You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Yes. I'm about to do one of my favourite features of the week. Here we go. Get it out. Money must be funny in the football world. And money, always sunny in the transfer time tunnel. Ah, all the things I could do if I had a little money. It's a rich football world. Oh yes, I really have got a voice that good. Welcome to Transfer Time Tunnel. The new feature is based on the Premier League riches. Premier League clubs currently spend hundreds of millions assembling pretty average teams. So I thought I'd see what some players from the past would cost in this day and age if a Premier League club wanted to buy them all. So, welcome to Transfer Time Tunnel, where I calculate the total price for some of history's greatest football sides. If Matic cost Man United 50 mil, what would a peak Andrea Pirlo cost? Or if Lukaku cost 80 million, what would Shevchenko cost in his prime? Well, I'm going to work it out, football friends. Are you happy about that? I think you are. Are you ready? Tonight's Transfer Time Tunnel squad is... AC Milan's 2003 Champions League winning 1-11, featuring the likes of two of the best defenders of all time, Maldini, Iniesta, one of the best strikers of all time, Inzaghi. Do you want to know what we do? Well, we start from the goalie and we work our way forward, going through the transfer prices of each player. Now, then we'll work out the total for team. It's all based on the player's age at the time and obviously how good they were compared to the players who are being transferred in modern football. And I'll make a chart of the team's totals and see who is the most expensive team from history in today's current market. Currently, Barcelona's 2009 Champions League winning team is topping the Transfer Time Tunnel table with a huge 913 milli. So, how much will Carlo Ancelotti's men cost? Let's find out. In goal, Brazilian goalkeeper Dida, who won so much in his career, but I find it hard to think of him in the category of the best goalkeepers of all time. But he is, yes, in the AC Milan Hall of Fame after winning two Champions Leagues for the club. He also won the World Cup in 2002 with the Brazil. And yes, okay, he was only 29 in 2003. You've convinced me, Alex. Which is quite a young age for a goalkeeper. I think I will price him at £51 million. If Edison is going for 37, I think Dida, who's won the World Cup, is worth 51. Milan played a nice little 4-3-1-2 in the final against Juve. And their right back that evening was Alessandro Costa Curta. Costa Curta spent over 20 years, yes, football friends, that is two decades, with Milan between 1986 and 2007, as well as a brief season-long loan at Monza. You're not bothered about that, though, are you? He's best known for his role alongside Franco Baresi, Paolo Maldini and Mauro Tazzotti, forming one of the greatest defences in Serie A and European football during the 80s, 90s and early 2000s. Do you want to know what's in his trophy cabinet? Well, it's bulging. 7 Serie A titles, 1 Coppa Italia, 2 Supercoppas, 5 European Cups. What? He's won 5 European Cups and 4 UEFA Super Cups. But he was 37 in 2003. And I don't think any club would have prized him off this one club man. Apart from obviously that season-long loan at Monza. So, for the first time ever on Transfer Time Tunnel, I'm going to say Costa Curta is priceless. And I'm going to go with a massive total of 0. Not because he's rubbish, just because of his age and the fact he has no sell-on value. First centre-back, Alessandro Nesta. Oh, widely considered to be one of the best centre-backs of his time. And also one of the greatest defenders ever. He was best known for these things. His pace, his artistic tackling. Oh yes, and elegance on the ball. He competed for Italy for over 10 years. That's one decade, if you are wanting to know that, decade fans. He had 78 caps for Italy. Oh, he won the World Cup as well in 2006. He was at a brilliant age in 2003. Oh, yes. Are you ready, football fans? Football fans? Who's a football fan? Your football friends, mate. He was 27, which means I think he would cost £73 million. That's a lot of money for a centre-half, but he is one of the best ever. And John Stones goes for 50. So, second centre-half, the beautiful player and the beautiful person, Paolo Maldini. Do you know, once he retired, well, he's retired now, he's trying to become a professional tennis player. So he's beautiful, he was a good footballer, he's a good tennis player. The guy's got the lot, he's got everything in the back locker. He's Milan's record appearance holder with 902 appearances from 1985 to 2009. That is longevity. He won 7 Serie A titles. He won 5 European clubs. The only annoying thing is he was 35 years old in 2003. If he was 25, yes, I would be dropping 100 million because he is the greatest defender I've ever seen. But he's not. He was 35. So I'm going to go with 22 million. Because, people, you might think that's quite a lot for a 35-year-old. He did go on and play for another 6 years. So, yeah, deal with it. Left back, Kaká. I think that's how you say it. Kaká, I don't know. Not that Kaká. It's Kaká Kalidis. Kalidis? I don't know. Anyway, should I just tell you a bit about him? I can't pronounce it, but I'll tell you a bit about him. He played for Milan for 9 years, and once this bloke retired, he only went and became the Deputy Prime Minister of Georgia for 5 years. That's not a bad little job, is it? It's just utterly crazy, that. In his football career, though, he captained his country 50 times, won 2 Champions League, and was only 25 in 2003. I think, if my memory serves me right, the Juventus fullback this summer, Alessandro, he was being talked about for going about 50 million out of Juventus. So we'll have to put Kalidis in that category. I'm going to go 52 million for a top quality fullback at that age, who I can't say his name for. Which brings, my lovely darlings, a total of 198 milli for the defence and goalkeeper, which I think, with my football intelligence, is very cheap for one of the best defences in history. I'm going to have a little break, get my breath back, have a brew, and then I'm going to do the midfield and attack.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
My friends, my football friends, welcome back to AC Milan's 2003 Champions League winning transfer time tunnel squad. I've done the defence and goalkeeper. You've already heard it, so I don't need to go through that again. We are now going to put one foot forward and we're going to enter into midfield. First midfielder, Gattuso. Oh yes, an absolute warrior of the midfield. He formed that famous midfield partnership with Pirlo for Milan, for Italy. He was one of those players, I think, like Graham Souness or Roy Keane, who gets criminally, yes I said that, criminally underrated because he was hard and he liked to tackle. This bloke won the World Cup, he won 2 Champions League, and was one of the key players in both them squads. That is why he is an elite level player. The guy was only 25 in 2003, and he was one of the best midfielders in the world. And I think a Premier League club would have to whack down 62 milli for a player of that quality. Oh yes, I said it. Come at me. You know where to find me on Twitter if you don't agree. Second in midfield, Andrea Pirlo. Oh yes. This guy had long hair. He had beautiful looks. He had the cool personality. And he played for the 3 biggest Italian clubs in Italy. Inter Milan, AC Milan and Juventus. This is a weird one that Inter Milan let him go. He was sold from Inter to AC in 2001 for 15 million. When Pirlo was asked about that transfer, he said, "I'm one of the only players who got away without getting much stick for moving from Inter to AC Milan." The guy was just calmness personified. He'd be a brilliant radio presenter, I think. He wouldn't get flummoxed like me. Do you want me to tell you what Pirlo said when a reporter asked him how he dealt with the pressures of being a world-class footballer, playing in the World Cup, playing for AC Milan? He said this: "I don't feel pressure. I don't give a toss about it. I spent the afternoon on Sunday, the 9th of July, 2006, in Berlin, sleeping and playing PlayStation in the evening. Then, on the evening, I went out and won the World Cup." That is calmness, isn't it? So the bloke played PlayStation and slept all day, then went and won the World Cup. Oh, what a life. What a life. This guy is one of the best centre mids of all time and was only 24 in 2003. And I think that player would be worth £105 million in today's mad market. Pirlo, 24 years old, £105 million. I don't care. Yeah, I think that's right. Next in this midfield incredible trio, Clarence Seedorf. Seedorf is one of the most decorated Dutch players ever and has won domestic and continental titles while playing for clubs in Netherlands, Spain, Italy and Brazil. He's considered one of the most successful players in UEFA Champions League history, as he is the first and currently the only player to have won the Champions League with three different clubs. Once with Ajax in 95, once with Madrid in 98, and twice with Milan in 03 and 07. He was an absolute beast, but had a delicate, delicate touch. And that's why I like him. He was 27 in 03, and I think he would be worth 67 million. I think that's quite cheap as well. Next, in front of the midfield trio, we've got Milan's wizard, Rui Costa. You remember this bloke for Portugal? Regarded by pundits as one of the greatest players of his generation. Costa usually plays as an attacking midfielder and was known in particular for his excellent techers, playmaking ability and an eye for goal from midfield. Can you imagine? Portugal had a team, didn't they? Figo and him. In 2004, he was named in Pelé's FIFA 100 as one of the 100 greatest living footballers in the world at that very moment. He was 31, though, in 2003, so obviously not many years at the top level of Europe left. Come on, get it out. That's why I'm going to go with just 29 milli on this transfer time tunnel. First striker, Filippo Inzaghi. 73 goals for Milan in 200 games and is the fourth highest European goal scorer ever. He won three Serie A titles and one World Cup. And I think a 30-year-old Inzaghi would cost a Premier League club £44 million. Finally, the final striker, Shevchenko. He's a god in Ukraine, obviously not one in Chelsea. And he's just another Milan player, like the fullback, who went into politics once he retired. He tried to be the Ukrainian prime minister, but lost the election, which is unlucky. But you won the Ballon d'Or in 2003, so I don't know. You win some, you lose some, don't you? I've not won a Ballon d'Or or the Ukrainian presidential election yet. So you've won one of them, Shevchenko. So don't be so greedy, mate. Don't be so greedy. The thing is about that Ballon d'Or, he was won in 2003. So that would mean he is the greatest player on the planet at that very moment, which would mean, I think, a hefty price tag. I'm going to go with $129 million for a 27-year-old Shevchenko. That brings AC Milan's team to a total of $636 million on tonight's transfer time tunnel. An expensive squad, a brilliant squad, but simply nowhere near Barcelona. Who will get close to Lionel Messi's 2009 Barcelona team? I don't think many people will.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Now the podcast is over, football friends. I hope you enjoyed it. Was it one of the good ones? Nah, probably not. So, will you go and do me a favour now the podcast is finished? We have a Twitter account. It's @thefootballhour. And none of you seem to follow it. We're constantly uploading new content onto there. And you can find out all the latest news that's happening in my world and in the Football Hour world. So go and follow that Twitter account. And for every single person who listens to this podcast and then goes and follows the Football Hour from now until next week, I will mention on next week's batch of podcasts. I promise you, that is a Alex Mearns deal. I promise you, yeah? We're on 419 followers. Pretty embarrassing compared to other podcasts. If you go follow the Football Hour and we smash over 500 in the next week, then I will put every single one of your Twitter accounts on our podcast, which goes to thousands of people around the world. That podcast Twitter account again, @thefootballhour. And I will mention you on next week's batch of podges. Podges? Podcasts. @thefootballhour. Go follow @thefootballhour. Please do it. I'm praying. I've got my hands clenched. Please go follow @thefootballhour. Please, football friends, do it for Alex. Please.